In this tutorial, we will review some of the basic functions and items that are available within a patient's chart in MedEnt. The purpose of this tutorial is to demonstrate how some of these functions would normally be used during a patient's office appointment. You will notice on the left side of the patient's chart is a list of important items that are essential for proper diagnosis and treatment for any patient. All of these items that are located on the left side will also act as links to their corresponding detail screens. To document a patient's allergies in MedEnt, click on the Allergies link in the Allergy Summary screen. Click on the Allergies link and the Allergy Summary screen will appear. At the Summary screen, if you would like to add a new allergy to the patient's record, click the button labeled New at the bottom of the screen. When the button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear where you can select from a directory of known allergens. You can use the search box at the bottom of the pop-up to narrow the selection results by typing in the specific allergen needed. Click on the correct allergen when it is found in the listing, and the Allergy Detail screen will appear. At this screen, you can enter specific details regarding the patient's allergy. You should enter the type of allergic reaction. You should enter the type of allergic reaction, and the level of its severity is reported by. You should enter the type of allergic reaction and the level of its severity as reported by the patient. Click over the reaction link and a pop-up will appear with a list of reaction types. You can select multiple reactions by clicking over the text. Which will become highlighted in blue. When you have selected the appropriate reactions, press the OK button at the bottom of the pop-up. You can bypass clicking the OK button by simply clicking the lightning bolt icon next to the type of reaction needed. You can then click the severity link and select from the list of varying degrees of severity. When you have entered in all of the details needed for the new allergy, you can click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to add it to the patient's allergy listing. After the allergy has been added, click the back button to return to the patient's chart. This button is available in all of the chart summary screens, including medications, labs, and the problem list. The next item in the patient's chart is their medication information. As was with the allergies item, clicking over the medications link will access the patient's medication summary screen. This screen will display all of the patient's active medications as well as their known medication history. This screen will display a list of the patient's active medications as well as a li- This screen will display a list of all of This screen will display all of the patient's active medications as well as their known medical hi- This screen will display all of the patient's active medications as well as their known medication history. This screen will display all of the patient's active medications as well as their known medication history. You can add a new medication for the patient in the same way as you would. You can add a new medication for the patient in the same way as you would add a new allergy. You can add a new medication for the patient in the same way as you would add a new allergy by You can add a new medication for the patient in the same way as you would add a new allergy by clicking the new button at the bottom of the screen and selecting from the medication's selection pop-up. The medication selection offers important information on every medication listed, including active ingredients, contraindications, and recommended dosage. You should again notice the search box in the bottom left corner of the pop-up. Which can be used to narrow your search of the medications directory. When you have located the medication needed, select it by clicking over the medication name. If there is information in a patient's chart that would suggest an adverse reaction to a certain medication, an alert pop-up will appear after selecting the med to warn you of the contraindication. At the alert pop-up, it will be up to the provider to determine how to proceed with the medication. When a medication is selected, the medication detail screen will appear. Where you can review allergy alerts and drug interactions, as well as adjust the prescription for the specific patient. The notification section provides interactive. Links to information regarding the interactions and precautions associated with the medication selected. It is very important that you review the notification section to ensure appropriate prescribing decisions are made. When all of the information has been reviewed, you can electronically prescribe the medication directly from this screen. At the top of the screen, click over the button labeled ERX to proceed with transmitting the prescription electronically. The pharmacy listing will appear, where you should again use the search box to narrow the results to the pharmacy needed. Click on the appropriate pharmacy's link, and the e-prescribing confirmation screen will appear. The confirmation screen displays a summary of the prescriptions that will be sent to the corresponding pharmacy. If all of the information displayed is accurate, you can click the Continue button at the bottom of the screen to send the e-prescription. The confirmation screen displays a summary of the prescriptions. The confirmation screen displays a summary of the prescriptions that will be sent to the corresponding. The confirmation screen displays a summary of the prescriptions that will be sent to the corresponding pharmacy. If all of the information displayed is accurate, you can click the Continue button at the bottom of the screen to send the e-prescription. Back in the patient's chart, we will now review how to create an X-ray order. Like the previous items, clicking on the X-ray item link will access the X-ray summary screen. To create a new X-ray order, click the New button at the bottom of the screen. Use the search box at the bottom of the pop-up to search for the type of X-ray order that is needed. When the type of X-ray has been found, a box will appear where you can click on the OK button to add it to the list of X-ray. A box will appear where you can click the OK button to add it to the list of X-ray orders. When all of the orders that are needed have been added, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen, and the X-ray order will successfully be created. When all of the orders that are needed have been added, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen, and the X-ray order will successfully be created. At the patient's chart, creating a lab order is done in the same way you would. Creating a lab order is done in the same way that you create an X-ray order. Click over the lab item link, and when the lab summary screen appears, click the new button at the bottom of the screen. The lab selection screen will appear, where you can use the search box to quickly find the type of lab order that is needed. When the appropriate lab order has been found, a box will appear where you can click the OK button to add it to the list of orders. When all of the lab orders that are needed have been selected, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen, and the corresponding labs will be ordered. Click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen, and the corresponding labs will be ordered. When all of the lab orders that are needed have been selected, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen, and the corresponding labs will be ordered. At the patient's chart, the problem list will contain a list of medical problems that the patient has reported or that the office has documented as a diagnosis that is presented as a problem. To view the problem list, click over the problem list link at the top of the chart. For problem diagnoses, it is sometimes necessary to reconcile information received from another provider in the patient's chart. This can be done in several areas of the chart, including meds, labs, allergies, and the problem list. Once a CCD from another provider has been imported, Once a CCD from another provider has been imported into the patient's chart, that data can be reconciled with the data that is already present in the chart. To compare clinical information from another source, you can use the Import History link in the bottom right corner of the screen. At the Import History screen, you will notice information that is currently present in the patient's chart. As well as information that can be imported from the CCD. At the patient's history screen, you will notice information that is currently present in the patient's chart, as well as information that can be, This concludes the Basics of a Patient's Chart video tutorial. In this tutorial, we will review some of the basic functions and items that are available within a patient's chart in MedEnt. The purpose of this tutorial is to demonstrate how some of these functions would normally be used during a patient's office appointment. You will notice on the left side of the patient's chart is a list of important items that are essential for proper diagnosis and treatment for any patient. All of these items that are located on the left side will also act as links to their corresponding detail screens. To document a patient's allergies in MedEnt, click on the Allergies link, and the Allergy Summary screen will appear. At the Summary screen, if you would like to add a new allergy to the patient's record, click the button labeled New at the bottom of the screen. When the button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear where you can select from a directory of known allergens. You can use the search box at the bottom of the pop-up to narrow the selection results by typing in the specific allergen needed. Click on the correct allergen when it is found in the listing, and the Allergy Detail screen will appear. At this screen, you can enter specific details regarding the patient's allergy. You should enter the type of allergic reaction and the level of its severity as reported by the patient. Click over the reaction link and a pop-up will appear with a list of reaction types. You can select multiple reactions by clicking over the text, which will become highlighted in blue. When you have selected the appropriate reactions, press the OK button at the bottom of the pop-up. You can bypass clicking the OK button by simply clicking the lightning bolt icon next to the type of reaction needed. You can then click the severity link to select from the list of varying degrees of severity. When you have entered in all of the details needed for the new allergy, you can click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to add it to the patient's allergy listing. After the allergy has been added, click the back button to return to the patient's chart. This button is available in all of the chart summary screens, including medications, labs, and the problem list. The next item in the patient's chart is their medication information. As was with the allergies item, clicking over the medications link will access the patient's medication summary screen. This screen will display all of the patient's active medications as well as their known medication history. You can add a new medication for the patient in the same way as you would add a new allergy by clicking the New button at the bottom of the screen. By clicking the New button at the bottom of the screen. By clicking the New button at the bottom of the screen and selecting from the medication selection pop-up.